Daring to be Different, The Life of Catherine Elizabeth Macaulay, Foundress of the Sisters of Mercy. Stormiston House, The Early Years. James and Eleanor. No delays this evening, Larry, my good man. Something tells me this just might be the day we've all been waiting for. James Macaulay noted the time on his watch, which he drew from his inside pocket, smiled kindly at his old friend and faithful driver, then climbed wearily into the family carriage. It had been one of those long, weary, difficult days. There seemed to be no end to the problems of being a respected and much sought-after builder in Dublin towards the end of the 18th century. Larry took the reins and, with his usual coaxing whisper, "Take it away, my beauties," he urged Daisy and Bella, the two old mares, into a steady trot. Down Fishamble Street, then turning right at Murphy's Corner, they made their way along the quay, crossing the bridge which spanned the Liffey, and headed in the direction of Stormiston House in North County Dublin, the home of the Macaulay family. As the carriage trundled its way noisily over the cobbled streets, James Macaulay settled himself comfortably and prayed a silent prayer that on this day, above all other days, there wouldn't be the usual delays in getting home. Eleanor, his young and very beautiful wife, was close to giving birth to their second child. He wanted to be there for the event. Not that he was sure it would happen on that particular day, any more than with Mary, their first child, who was born 2 years previous. She gave them at least three false alarms before finally coming into the world. James smiled to himself as he pondered his life. How fortunate he was to have met and fallen in love with Eleanor, the daughter of his good friend and business partner, John Conway. Despite a considerable difference in age, James and Eleanor had a wonderful relationship. They enjoyed many of the same things, and they loved each other deeply. Eleanor was warm and witty. She was very attractive and dressed in the most fashionable clothes. Above all else, she was a charming hostess and had a reputation for throwing some of the finest dinner parties in all of Dublin. James was so proud of his young wife, who filled his life with joy and laughter, and who would soon bring their second child into the world. Would it be a boy or a girl? Neither of them had any preference. Whatever God sent, they would be grateful for. "There we are, Mr. Macaulay, sir, almost home," shouted Larry through the window of the carriage. James Macaulay sat up with a jolt. He had dozed off. "That nap did me a power of good," he muttered to himself as he peered out through the tiny carriage window. Sure enough, they were home. He could see his beloved Stormiston House in the distance, surrounded by its magnificent woodlands, which were beginning to show the faintest signs of autumn. This was both his and Eleanor's dream house. He had purchased it just before they were married. Set in 20 acres of rich grazing land, with magnificent gardens and lots of open space, this was the perfect place to bring up a family. As the carriage turned into the avenue, Daisy and Bella whinnied with delight. They knew they were home, and it was oats time. James Macaulay's heart pounded in his chest. He was anxious, of course, and as was natural for him in moments of fear, he again prayed a quiet prayer. "Dear God, may all be well inside.